What is up, my Pimp Talk E's, my Pimp Talk Ed's? Fuck, I missed y'all. Y'all know I missed y'all. I know y'all miss me. I know it's Saturday, and I know, you know, I don't do no pimping on Saturdays. I do all my pimping on Thursdays, but, you know, I'm here. It's mine. I'm here, and we're gonna talk some shit today. We're gonna talk some good shit today. Fellas, y'all in trouble now? I'm just kidding. Fellas, I'm going to say, fellas, this is going to be a little advice for y'all, if I could say that. You know, if you don't listen, you know, that's on you. I'm only giving pimp shit. I'm trying to give, you know, the fellas a little advice so they can know what to expect from women, so they can know pretty much where their women are coming from. You get what I'm saying? Just a little advice for y'all fellas who wants it. If you don't want it, keep it moving. So my homegirl, I got a homegirl, been my homegirl for over 7-8 years now. That's my girl. And she shared a tweet recently on Instagram. And the tweet read, fellas, some of you could go even further in life if you were open to wisdom from women who want the best for you. You're the builders, we are the architects. Me and my girl, we had us a little discussion about this here. And she thought it would be a good idea if, you know, I landed it on Pimp Talk. So here we are, you know. First of all, you feel me? We feel like there are two types of men. You get what I'm saying? Two types of alpha men, we should say. You know, you always got the guys who be like, I'm an alpha man. Woo, woo. All this extra strong, dominant bullshit that they got in their motherfucking head. You know, but they really don't play the part. You get what I'm saying? Or, you get what I'm saying? Not so much as play the part. They don't really act as if they're the alpha in the relationship. You get what I'm saying? We do have alpha women. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, we have two different type of alpha men. We have the real alpha men, the ones who do what they say they're going to do when they say they're going to do it. And don't just think that they money is the key to everything. You get what I'm saying? They actually get out here and try to build better relationships and, you get what I'm saying, friendships or businesses or whatever. You get what I'm saying? And you have men who have an idea or have the right path that they want to go on, but don't really, you get what I'm saying, have the initiative to, or the steps further to get to that. They still are in the little boy set of mind. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, yeah, you're doing good or whatever the fact. Let me say this. Yeah, you are a man and you are doing everything you need to do as a man. You get what I'm saying? But you want somebody to congratulate you on that. Or you want us women to bow down. That's what I'm going to say. You feel like once you do something, whether that's put a book stand together, you get what I'm saying? A woman's supposed to make you dinner for that. Or just reward you for the little shit that you do when a real man doesn't look for a reward or a pat on the back whenever he does something. He does it because he knows this needs to be done. And if he don't do it, somebody the fuck else will. You get what I'm saying? Like, let's just be honest, you know? You have men who feel like women don't know enough to tell them anything. You get what I'm saying? Like, ladies, have you ever been in a situation with your guy? You get what I'm saying? Or even ladies who don't have a guy, you have a guy friend. You get what I'm saying? And y'all in the conversation to where, I'm going to give an example. You get what I'm saying? He's talking about how he wants to build a barbershop or any type of business. You get what I'm saying? He's just throwing out ideas and, you know, you're listening to him and you just got an idea like how to get customers coming. You know, like he just thinks if he opened this barbershop, people going, oh, there's Joe from down the street, open the barbershop. What's up, Joe? Come here. No, you get what I'm saying? What if Joe doesn't have the prices like Willie do down the street? You get what I'm saying? So you have this woman who's sitting here, your woman who's sitting here, she listens to your ideas and she's just like, okay, baby, let me, you know, try to take it to social media. You get what I'm saying? Let me promote you on social media, on my Instagram or whatever. You know, let me tell a few of my guy friends. You get what I'm saying? And your guy just shuts down. I don't need you to do all that for me. I got it. Woo, woo. I don't need you to do that. Or just simply tell you no. You get what I'm saying? Like, your idea didn't mean shit. You hear what I'm saying? Like, but in reality, you didn't. And during this time, ladies, I'm that person. As I'm telling somebody something, I'm already thinking on it. You get what I'm saying? So ladies, woman, whatever. You get what I'm saying? As you're telling your man your ideas, you're pitching them your ideas. You get what I'm saying? Like, and he's just shooting them down. Damn. You get what I'm saying? Why do you feel as if what I'm saying is not good enough to help you? You get what I'm saying? Why do you feel as if only a man could do what you're thinking of or give you the, you get what I'm saying? The whatever you need to further you in your business or your journey or whatever. Men are the type of people, if they not already on the pathway to greatness when, you get what I'm saying, they starting something, they don't want it. You get what I'm saying? If they don't see you with your shit already, they don't wanna work with you, be with you while you're getting your shit together. But they do want you to do that for them. You get what I'm saying? Like, you see all these memes and shit on Facebook when in reality, I'm getting tongue tags. I'm talking too fast. I'm trying to think and talk, so y'all bear with me. you just see a lot of shit. You get what I'm saying? That men just try to put us women down, like our ideas don't mean shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, what we saying is not good enough. Like, who says that? You get what I'm saying? You have some men out here who would disrespect their parents. You know, men disrespect their mom, so you can only imagine how they would treat and say to you. You get what I'm saying? As a girlfriend or a friend. You know, it's just a lot of red flags that us women, we ignore when we first meet a guy. You know, because we painted a picture of them in our head already. You get what I'm saying? So we want them to live up to that image that we have in our head. You get what I'm saying? Or be trying to look for that image that they gave to you the first time. You get what I'm saying? But it's not there because this is who they are. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're not the type of man who sees something, wants it, and understand that it's going to take a process to get there. You get what I'm saying? It's more than one way to do things. You get what I'm saying? Like, man, start taking the initiative to ask your woman, you know, what she thinks. Just ask. There's just, you know, when you have an idea or something you want to do, you know, just ask your woman, like, babe, what you think I should do? And if it sound crazy, 9 times out of 10, it's going to work. And then, like, let me go back. I said, you know, when I was giving the example, I said, say if, you know, you pitching your ideas to your guy and you tell him, like, I can get some of my guy friends to do this too. Now they feel like, I don't know, some might think you trying to get them in competition, or then you have some to think like, well, you going negative with me trying to help. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, man, stop thinking everything is a problem. Like, no, let your woman help you, because at the end of the day, you supposed to be partners. You get what I'm saying? We supposed to be partners, equals. You get what I'm saying? Nobody should ever feel like one is better than the other. You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm going to let my man be that man. You know, I'm not going to try to come over and dominate something or act like I'm, you know, the alpha. But I want to feel like I don't want to feel like I can bitch you. You get what I'm saying? Like, no. Or not even bitch you. Like, I don't want to feel as if you feel like I'm just there because what? You get what I'm saying? If I'm not there to help you, what am I here for? You know? Like, I just feel like a lot of men don't have the utmost respect for women. I feel like men kind of look at us as, you know, that we're not equal to them. You have some jobs who pay men more. Bet y'all didn't know that. Yeah, to this day, you have some jobs who will pay men more if we're in the same job. What the fuck? You get what I'm saying? Like, some stuff I don't understand. You get what I'm saying with men and how they work. But I just feel like some men are built upon this like image that they have of being a real man, a real alpha man figure. You get what I'm saying? Like, you have some people who back in the day walked out on women. You get what I'm saying? And women was forced to pick up the slack. You get what I'm saying? Like, raise children, do all this extra shit. So now you have, you know, little kids seeing their mom be the man and the woman, and men hate that. You get what I'm saying? Like, on Father's Day, if I was to tell my mom Happy Father's Day, a man would get mad because they feel like
this is Father's Day. This is the day, woo, woo, for fathers. But you have women who stepped up and up to the plate and actually held down that father part. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Is y'all catching my drift? Like, I just really feel as if that tweet is more, you know, more vivid and more fucking real than we know. Like, for real, y'all, like, we deal with different type of men all the time. Real men that's childish, men that's hanging on the block in the streets, you get what I'm saying? Like I said, and women trying to go in and change them, you know, but not really change them. Because like I said, once you meet a man and you see the type of image he's upholding, you get what I'm saying? You can only but hope that this is the type of man he wants to be. You get what I'm saying? Nobody puts nobody in a situation they don't want to be in. Let me just say that. First of all, we're our own person. You get what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck you want to do, that's what you want to do. That's why I tell people, our motherfucking lives are written for us. You get what I'm saying? We just got to go out here and get that shit. And if you don't go out here and get it, well, how the fuck do you expect it to get to you? You get what I'm saying? Excuse my language, but kids shouldn't be listening anyway. But for real, though, you know, it's like certain shit can't be done without partnership. It's basically what I'm trying to get at. You get what I'm saying? Like, fellas, don't ever think you have to hold down this image because this is the type of, you know, person that the world is portraying you to be. It's okay to ask for help. You get what I'm saying? It's okay to talk to people, is what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? It's okay, whether that being a therapist, your woman, your mama. You get what I'm saying? Not to mention, fellas, how you treat your mama is definitely how you would treat your child. Like, you get what I'm saying? I have witnessed that shit. I know I'm not the first person. You get what I'm saying? I have issues in my life, you know, with my parents. So I witness shit firsthand. You get what I'm saying? And the shit I'm talking about and the shit I read, I just be like, damn, that is true. You know? And I know I'm not the only person. Ladies, I know. My friends, I know. You get what I'm saying? I know my friends go through because we talk about it. And sometimes some of the shit be like the same shit, y'all. Like, it's so crazy. Like, I just feel like, yeah, I definitely feel like men will prosper in this world more if they would just listen to their woman. You get what I'm saying? Let their woman pitch them some ideas. You get what I'm saying? Like, let their woman be that person for them. Let their woman be their brain, because you never know. Like, women are so creative, y'all. Like, we are creative. If one thing we know how to do is make some motherfucking money. Like, And it's just a hustle bone. And all women, like, that's why the fuck do y'all think it's so many women with businesses? Yeah, we have men, but with businesses. But men be thinking that they can't get into a certain field because they are a man, or they will be portrayed a certain way. You get what I'm saying? So they have to stick to this construction job or truck driving job. Like, no, like my friend, like me and my friend was talking about, like, it could be men in fashion, it could be men, you get what I'm saying, and all kind of shit that doesn't make them gay, in hair, you get what I'm saying, and everything. Like, you can have some man esthesia, excuse me, y'all know the word, the wax. We can have men doing that, you get what I'm saying? Be a little weird, that maybe, but still. You could. It's men who, you know, you just have to get out there. And then a lot of men, you know, feel like I said, a lot of stuff is feminine. Like, what? You get what I'm saying? This is where if you want to make money, you have to reach both genders. You get what I'm saying? Women and men. You get what I'm saying? That's how you going to make your money. You can't be out here, okay, I'm just going to do something for this group of genders. Not this group of genders. Like, what? Like, if you have a woman who's pitching you ideas, who's telling you, babe, this is how you're going to make your money. You get what I'm saying? Well, you could do it this way, babe. Try this. You get what I'm saying? You just, nah, we ain't going to do that. That's a little gay. That's woo-woo. That's all that. But then, if I branch off from you and start doing my own thing, and now I'm doing my own thing, and I'm making money, and I'm having customers, and my customers are, you know, enjoying it, now you're wondering how the fuck I do that. Now I got to be doing something else. Come on now. Fellas, quick. Men are quick to assume that we are cheating, or not even cheating, or just doing something we don't have no business, because we're experimenting, you know. We putting our thoughts down on paper, which I just tried to pitch it to you, but you didn't think it was good enough. You know? But that's what I'm talking about, y'all. That's it right there. Like, fellas, I have a question for y'all. Would you mind, you know, could you be that man that accept ideas genuinely, you know, and work with your woman to build something, to progress in something, you know, let her help you if you're lacking in something, because who else will? Can another man tell you something because now you're thinking he's trying to downplay you or, you know, trying to make it seem like you're not up to par as him. But if your woman tell you something, why we can't tell you something? You ain't listen to him, so why you can't listen to me? You know? Yeah. I just hope I ain't hurt nobody's feelings. I just hope everybody, you know, fellas, I love y'all. Y'all know I love y'all, but sometimes y'all do be kind of going there, acting like it's just, you know, you have to be that one to carry all the weight, and you don't, you know, and you wondering why you and your woman not happy, you know, not going out as you used to, because you just got so much on your mind. You trying to figure out how to do this, how to do that, how to keep up with this, how to keep up with that, how to take your woman out too, and you know, just take a load off. Let somebody help you. Let your woman help you, not just somebody. Let your woman help you out. Listen to your woman. You get what I'm saying? Because if I'm in a relationship and my man, you know, and I'm one of those people, I love to talk. I love to get to know a person. You get what I'm saying? I love to know, you know, I like to pick their brain a lot. You know, I like to see where they head at. You know, I like to see what they want to do, you know, in their life. Because when I meet you, I'm coming with it. You already know. I got my podcast. I do this. You know, I'm a caregiver on the side. You know, I do this. You're going to know me because I'm up front with my shit, because I want you to know, you know, if you can help me in any way, you know, give me some advice or whatever. Oh, I know somebody who do podcasts. I can, you know, or I know somebody who got something to talk about this way, or, you know, just maybe you can help me out. And I'm going to take that into consideration. You get what I'm saying? That's just how I am. But I expect for my man to be the same way, to, you know, not just block me out all the time, just willing to hear me out, you know? Fellas, answer my question. I need to know, like, what type of men are you guys? Like, are you, which type of alpha man are you, you know? Are you still living as a boy trying to do the shit that you couldn't do when you was a kid, and now that you finally getting money, however y'all say, but, you know, are you trying to relive that, or are you trying to build for the future? You get what I'm saying? Like, let me know. Are you willing to be open to your woman pitching you ideas? Can that be your partner? And you know, another thing before I let y'all go, I see a lot of people say they can't work with their partner, you know, like be in the same facility, us doing the same job. Why not? Why can't you see yourself doing the same job as your man or woman? Why not? You know, besides the fact the motherfucker work husbands and girlfriends y'all be having going on up in there. Besides that, you know, like, why can't you? Is it because you feel like y'all making the same type of money or what? You know, like, what? You feel like you feel like you a bitch? Because, you know, like, let me know. Let me know, y'all. Let me know. We can talk up some stuff. Y'all know I love to talk about whatever. It's pimp talk. We talking number pimp shit. Thank y'all for giving me y'all time on this Saturday. I missed y'all. Make sure y'all like, comment, share, subscribe, or not. I don't care. You know, pimp it out, whatever. But let me know what you think. Answer some questions and just, you know, tune in to the next goddamn episode, because I'm coming. Peace out.